This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Ligant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Ligant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, we've got a great game for you tonight here on Scores. We are at Wapakoneta, home of the Redskins. Marion local Flyers are in town. Could very well be a dynamite game. Wapakoneta 15-5, 5-3 in the Western Buckeye League. Marion local Flyers red hot, 18-1, lone loss to Delphus St. John's. Right now we're witnessing a super junior varsity game. Marion local 41, Wapakoneta 37. Wapakoneta unbeaten. The JV club has not lost. Marion local's only setback in preliminary games this year was to the Botkins junior varsity. Right now it's 41-37. Marion local in the lead. Extremely well played JV tilt. 30 seconds to go in our third quarter. Head coach of the varsity at Wapakoneta is Trey Elkert. Been there 6 years. This is year number six. Winning record in his previous five. Trey, the son of Scott Elkert, a longtime 23-year head basketball coach at Jackson Center. Had an opportunity to visit with Trey a couple days ago here at practice. We'll share that brief conversation that we had with Trey for you in just a few minutes. Kurt Gettemiller's Marion local Flyers playing extremely well in seven of the last eight victories, limiting the opponents to 32 points in that stretch. Marion local is averaging close to 60 points per game. Flyers are playing their very best basketball of the year. Meanwhile, Wapakoneta got off to a 12-1 start, has gone 3-4 since. the Redskins try to right the ship. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman, who is to my left. We're about five or six rows up at midcourt. What a vantage point here at Wapak, Jeremy.
Good evening, Jack. Should be a fun evening tonight. Two teams we don't get to see too often here, Wapak and Marion Local. Should be a fun game. Like you said, Wapak struggling a little bit in the last seven games. Marion Local coming in, number one team in Division 6 in the state of Ohio. Should be a good game tonight.
How will the Redskins deal with the Flyers? Really good physical play. Yeah, I think it's even more physical, more aggressive than most of the clubs in the Western Buckeye League.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think coming out of the MAC there, they play a level of physicality, and it's not so much inside is what it is outside there on the perimeter with the guards. They're going to be handsy. They're going to be up in your space, and it's going to make the Marion Local Flyers are going to make it uncomfortable.
Flyers are Division 6. Wapakoneta, Division 3. We'll touch on their first round tournament opponents for you in just a few minutes. 6:40 left to go in the fourth quarter of our JV game. Marion Local 43, Wapakoneta 39. As I said, it's a showdown of sorts. Wapakoneta unbeaten. The JVs are 19-0. Marion Local 18-1. Again, the Flyers' only JV loss was to the Botkins Trojans. How about that, Jeremy? Botkins has got quite a pipeline in place.
Yeah, they do. Phil Groves' program's got it rolling down there right now. Their JV team is undefeated right now, 19-0, heading into Saturday's game with LCC. Their freshmen just won the Jackson Center freshman tournament over there. They lost three games on the year. They had both their 7th and 8th grades in the finals of the Shelby County Athletic League. Pretty impressive what Phil Groves has got coming down the pipeline.
It is getting very heated here at Wapakoneta. JV game will go right to the wire. Let's hope that it's decided in 32 minutes in regulation time and does not go OT, although it could. It would be fitting. Two excellent junior varsity clubs going at it. Marion Local up before 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Jack Kramer with Jeremy Plyman here at Wapakoneta. We'll return in a few minutes with more pregame after these messages on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Yep, hello and welcome back here to Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer, Jeremy Plyman. 4 minutes left in our JV game. It's a good one. Marion Local 47, Wapakoneta 43. Between these two clubs, 37 wins and one loss on the year. Two fine JV programs going at it here tonight. Varsity Tilt potentially could be very good. Wapakoneta has been in a little slump offensively lately. Redskins are due for a good game if the Flyers are a bit off. They haven't been recently. If they're a little bit off, Wapakoneta might be able to hang. Case in point, Jeremy, Marion Local, Braden Mesher, 6 points this past Friday night against Minster. He couldn't get down into the paint like he usually does because 6'8 Cole Albers was hanging out below the foul line. But, well, to the rescue, you've got Kramer, Everman, Arns, Hess. It's such a well-rounded, deep team.
That's the thing about Marion Local. That's the thing about Marion Local so far all year. It's not just a one-man show. Yes, you know, they're led in scoring by Braden Mesher and assists, but we've seen it time and time again when you go through the box scores on them. It's one person one night, one person the next. It's a group of individuals, and there you got so many guys. Heck, they got four guys averaging over between 8 points and 13 a night. That makes them very difficult to handle offensively.
And I'm not sure what the adjective is, what the noun might be that you use to describe Marion Local. I call it connectedness. Yeah. The synergy on the floor among the players is phenomenal. And keep in mind, these two varsity teams tonight only have five seniors on the rosters between them. Two young clubs, but they both display connectivity out on the court.
And it's something you don't always see amongst young players who they look like they've been together for 2-3 years
yep.
at the varsity level. The way they play, the way they look for each other, very unusual, at that age level, coming out and performing at the level they are.
This past Friday night, the game we covered on scorersbroadcast.com, Marion Local blew out Minster by a final score of 67-44 for the Flyers in that game. Cale Arnes led the way, 15 points. Luke Everman knocked down 14. He had four threes. Grant Kramer had 9, 3 threes. Brennan Hess had 7. He had a three-pointer in that game. And as I said, Braden Mesher was limited to 6, nearly 8 points below his per-game average. But that didn't stop Marion Local. The Flyers still won very easily. It is getting loud and noisy here at Wapak tonight. The Redskins JVs have crept within 1 of Marion Local with 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. And guess what? Wapak just got a steal, a layup, and Wapakoneta leads by 1 with 2:12 to go in the fourth. Tell you what, Jeremy, varsity game is going to have a difficult time living up to this JV contest.
We've seen a couple young men going at it here on the JV team right now. Sweeterman boy from Marion Local's got 28 right now on the night. Sadler for Wapak has 14, the young junior. Both teams going at it right now.
What a delight this has been. Heck of a basketball game. JV tilt tonight, worth the price of admission at Wapakoneta. 48-47. Wapakoneta leads Marion Local with a minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter. Wapakoneta boys basketball is led by senior Ryan Richardson at 12 points a game. Caleb Moyer, 8 points per game. Both are seniors. 9 letter winners back from last year's club at Wapak. 3 players on last year's team for Coach Trey Elkert received WBL honors. Richardson was, I think, a second team all WBL player. Moyer was third. Coach Trey Elkert, sixth year at Wapak, a Bluffton graduate. Freshman coach at Tiffin Columbian High School for 3 years prior to getting the Wapak job. Great start, 7-0 to begin the campaign for Coach Elkert's team, which has not had a losing season under Trey in 5 previous campaigns. WBL so balanced, nobody really super good 1 year after the next, but extremely competitive. It's one of those leagues where, boy, you bust your hind end to get a 6-3 record at the end of the regular season in the league.
And like you said, extremely balanced, and especially in the last 2 years after Colin White left Ottawa Glandorf up there, it's been anybody's game. Right now, Lima Shawnee is leading the WBL and being chased by Wapak and a couple other teams in that league right now. You look down the bench for Trey Elkert. Feels pretty comfortable down there. His little brother Christopher's on the bench, and Dad's sitting on the end of the bench down there too. So yeah. I would imagine they've had similar conversations just over supper at times.
Yeah, Scott, 23 years at Jackson Center, a volunteer assistant at the end of the Wapak bench. A minute 30 left in the JV game. Aaron Sadler has just drilled a 3-ball for the home-standing Redskins, who lead Marion Local 51-50 as we approach the one-minute mark in the fourth quarter. What will we see from Coach Elkert's team tonight against Marion Local? Man-to-man, and I think some zone as well. I expect it. He likes the 5-out offense, as Coach Elkert. Some ball screen continuity. Like I said, man-to-man generally, but I think he'll mix in some 2-3.
I think he's got to do something to try to be able to switch it up a little bit on Marion Local on defense a little bit. You can't just sit there in the pack line defense with Marion Local. You're going to have to try to do something a little bit different, and I think that's what we're going to see Walpock do tonight. Go predominantly man, but then on occasion drop back and try to get them in the 2-3 zone, see if you can catch Marion Local and get them a little bit uncomfortable at times. Because right now in the last 7 of the 8 games, they've been really comfortable.
Yeah, Kurt Gunnemiller's team against Minster this past Friday missed their first 4 or 5 threes, and Minster said, boy, our zone's working. Before you knew it, they drained 6 out of 8.
Yeah, and that's what they're completely capable of doing. And that's probably why if you're playing the Marion Local Flyers, you don't want to be just set on one type of defense.
Yep.
You need to be able to mix it up a little bit. The problem is you would like to try to come out and pressure him, but with Mesher out front there, that makes it. He is so strong with the ball, so strong physically, you really can't get up there and pressure him on the outside because he's just going to bully past you.
Yep, yep, good points. We'll hear from Wapakoneta head coach Trey Elkert in just a few minutes when we come back. 51-50, final minute, JV game. Wapak leads Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer, Jeremy Plyman. 23 seconds left in the JV game. No, my mistake. 6.8 seconds left in the JV game. 53-51. Wapak leads Marion Local. Flyers basketball. Let's hope it does not go overtime. Well, I visited Wapakoneta two days ago and sat in on Trey Elkert's Wapakoneta Redskins basketball practice.
Hey, give me the lowdown on your starting five, a couple subs off the bench. What do all of these young men bring to the table for you?
Yes, we start two seniors, number zero, Ryan Richardson, number two, Caleb Moyer. Both have played a lot of basketball for us. Richardson's our leading scorer, our best perimeter threat. Moyer has to do a little bit of everything for us, play inside and out. And then our three other starters are three juniors, number three, Blake Rogers, number 11, Elliot Block, number 21, Caleb Adams. Blake runs a point for us. You know, we're going to ask him to get us into stuff, and he's a little bit of a scoring threat for us from that point guard position. And Adams and Block, they're versatile. You know, they're 6'4", 6'5 kids, but they'll play out on the perimeter a little bit. We ask them to really rebound the ball for us on both ends of the floor and take advantage of, you know, when maybe they have some opportunities down low to score. As far as some kids off the bench for us, number five, Trent Lisi, just a sophomore, a guard that can come in, handle it, and shoot it for us. Number 24, Hauer, he's our big body. He's a true post that comes in and can bang down low with some guys. And, we have another sophomore in Henry Ely, number 14, that's similar to Block and Adams as far as the role when he comes in.
Hey, what are the biggest challenges in playing against this one-loss Marion Local club?
They are just so sound defensively and so physical. They rebound and defend at such a high level. They're hard enough to stop and figure out how you're going to slow them down offensively. But even if you're fortunate enough to do that, trying to figure out how you're going to generate enough offense is going to be a real struggle most nights playing Marion.
Hey, your father, Scott Elkert, 23-year head coach at Jackson Center, a legend, was outstanding at what he did. I'm sure there are many skills that he taught you with regard to high school coaching. What are some of those that you practice today?
Yeah, I was very blessed and fortunate to learn under Dad and, learn a lot from him, both as a player and now as a coach, always kind of learning some wisdom from him. I think the biggest thing that, I appreciated over the years is how well he stayed connected with his guys, even after they graduated, and the program that he built and the kind of the closeness of so many players that came through that program. And I feel like that's something we've tried to establish here at Walpock, and always connecting with those guys, alumni guys, whether they're back in at practice or back in for games and popping in the locker room, and really trying to build the program and keeping that strong group of core guys together.
Words of Trey Elkert, head coach of Wapakoneta. The Redskins have two seniors on the varsity roster, Ryan Richardson, Caleb Moyer, both 6'2". Each one starts. Marion Local, coached by Kurt Gettemiller, has a grand total of three seniors on its roster. Grant Kramer, Oliver Hilsman, and Braden Mesher are the three 12th graders for the Flyers. JV game just ended. Wapakoneta hung on to defeat Marion Local by two as the Flyers suffered loss number two on the year. Wapakoneta's JVs unbeaten still, now 20-0 with the win over Marion Local. Game just concluded. We'll return with more from here at Wapakoneta High School, home of the Redskins. Flyers, Marion Local, in town to take on the WBL Wapakoneta Club. And we've got all the action coming up. More pregame for you in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
By the way, the Marion Local Flyers are second in the Midwest Athletic Conference. As we return here to Wapakoneta, JV game just ending. Redskins beat the Flyers by two. Marion Local 7-1 in the MAC in second. Delta St. John's out front 8-0. A league game left this Friday night for each team. Delta St. John's plays Parkway. Marion Local is home to Versailles. Versailles is at 6-2. St. Henry 5-3. Fort Recovery 4-4. Minster, New Bremen, Coldwater, all 3-5. Parkway 1-7. New Knoxville 0-8. Wapakoneta in a fourth place tie in the WBL. Lima Shawnee, the league leader, 8-0. Van Wert 7-1. Bath at 6-2. Wapak and OG, Ottawa Glandorf, both 5-3. Defiance and Salina 3-5. Elida 2-6. St. Mary's 1-7. And Kenton 0-8. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components, I think, start with defense. How will Wapak handle Marion Local's physical, aggressive defensive play. For sure, the Redskins will have to score more than 35 to win this game tonight. And Marion Local has been limiting the opposition to 33, 34 points a game over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Wapak's got to do a lot better than that tonight. The Redskins will have to make shots. Those are key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A big shout out to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Thank you so much, longtime sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Shelby County Veterans on South Ohio, downtown Sydney. Provide many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you at Shelby County Veterans Services. And so many thanks to Frisch's in Sydney on Route 47 west of I-75. Frisch's in Sydney has never left. It's still going strong, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 9 p.m. during the week, 10 p.m. on weekends. More popular than ever, the new dinner menu at Frisch's. Oh, you'll love the tasty whitefish meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and spaghetti and meatballs. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong. Those fabulous Frisch's favorites. We'll have starting lineups for you in 2 minutes when we come back. Marion Local on the road tonight against Wapakoneta here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tant tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to Wapakoneta. Good crowd filing in. Should be a fine game. Division III, Wapakoneta from the Western Buckeye League against Division VI, Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Our starting lineups being brought to you here tonight by Fox Supply in Minster. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years, Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. For visiting Marion Local, opening five is as follows. At a forward, 6'5", sophomore Brennan Hess, Grant Kramer at a guard, a 5'11", senior, Luke Everman, 6'3", junior at a wing, Cale Arnes, at a wing position, 6'3", a junior, and Braden Mesher, 6'2", and a senior. For Wapakoneta, opening five is as follows. A couple of seniors at guard positions, Ryan Richardson, 6'2", Caleb Boyer at 6'2", Blake Rogers, a 6'1 guard. Along the front line, Elliot Block, a 6'5 junior, and Caleb Adams, a 6'5" junior. Jeremy, I know it's a cliche to say that one team must get off to a good start. I think Wapakoneta had better get off to a good beginning. Don't dare fall behind double digits to Marion Local in the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game.
Especially since Marion Local seems to be on a little trend. They get better as the game goes on.
Yep.
We seen it the other night there when they played against Marion, like you talked about in the pregame there, Jack. Missed their first three or four threes, and then after that, they just started going crazy in the first quarter. They settled in and started knocking down threes. They were six of their next eight. So, like you said, I think it's imperative that Walpock be able to handle the pressure and the physicality that Marion Local is going to put out front on those guards. And that seems to be at times where Walpock's had a little bit of struggle at.
And the Flyers are so capable of shutting you down for 3-4 minutes at a time. Wapakoneta cannot let that happen.
We've seen it a couple times this year, Jack. We saw it against Minster the other night, and we saw it against Bakken's, a Bakken's team that is number two in the state of Ohio in Division 7, and they came to their house and put them the clamps on them for about a six-minute stretch in the first and second quarter and put that game out of reach in a hurry.
Opening tip to start this game coming up in just a few minutes. Flyers and Redskins go at it here at Wapakoneta tonight on scores broadcast.com.
we offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
With great support from Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Lacal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Lacal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Up the opening tip to start the game tonight between Marion Local and Wapakoneta is taken by the Redskins, attired in the home white, red numerals, red trim. Marion Local, the away blue, gold numbers, gold piping. Wapakoneta to our left in the half court, working the ball around on the perimeter. Top of the key, Caleb Adams, 6'5 junior, hands behind him to Caleb Moyer. Now it swung straight away to Elliott Block. Half minute used off the clock by the Redskins. Not a shot taken yet. Here is a man-to-man defense employed by the Flyers. A drive by Block, and he lost the ball for the Redskins. Picked up by Marion Local, which comes down the floor. Pass to the left corner. Gives it up, gets it back. Ball fed straight away to Arnes. Arnes looks to the post. Kramer's below the foul line. He pops out and catches. Goes to Mesher, left flank. We played a minute 10. Here's Arnes pulling his way down the lane for Marion Local. Meets resistance. Shot is up. It's in the air. It goes down. Does it count? Yes, it's good.
Just bullied his way in there.
Somehow got it to go off the window. Well done by Cale Arnes of Marion Local, coming off an outstanding game this past Friday night against Minster. Contest we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Arnes somehow survived a lot of contact on that first shot. Struggled to get the shot away. He was belted pretty hard, banked it in, made the free throw, 3-0. No, he missed it. He missed the foul shot. Wapakoneta got the rebound and scurried the length of the floor immediately. Caleb Adams drew a foul, barreling to the basket, and he's at the line to shoot two.
Tale of two different possessions there. Walpock to start off takes off almost 50 seconds in the possession. Yep. Second possession, they're blazing down the floor trying to get to the rim.
And I'll tell you what, if you can do that occasionally before the Flyers get their defense set, that's a good thing.
Well, I think we saw in the first possession offensively for Marion, Walpock, this is just a little bit different physicality right here.
Caleb Adams made one of two free throws. 2-1, Marion Local leads. Flyers on a field goal by Arnes. Here's Mesher posting up. Bumps into his defender, creates space. The short shot's deflected, goes out of bounds off Wapakoneta. Good defense inside on Mesher, that possession.
They brought another guy, doubled him from the baseline side. He kind of ran into a little bit of a brick wall there.
Mesher inbounds to Hess, top of the circle. High left to Kramer. Swish! 26-footer. Wow. Grant Kramer all net. He's got the same pronounced last name like me, only spelled K-R-E-M-E-R is his. And I never shot that well.
And he looks a little bit younger.
5-1, Flyers lead. Couple of good possessions for Marion Local to start the game. On a weave, Caleb Moyer outside the arc for the Redskins. Gives it up in the corner. Gets it back, cutting to the rim. It's spoiled. Knocked out by the Flyers.
I think Walpock's seeing that nothing's easy here offensively for him.
Nope.
That first possession was 45 seconds. They never really got a clean look until at the end. And here they're seeing the hands are in their way all the time.
Blake Rogers inbounded, top of the circle to Moyer. Left wing, Ryan Richardson. Coming out to catch straightaway, Adams. Good overplay, far side of the floor by Mesher. He anticipated, intercepted, and bolted the other way for an easy deuce. Good start, Flyers, 7-1. Those live ball turnovers that give up points, especially to Marion Local, will come back to haunt you.
It's one of the things Coach Elker was a little nervous about was the turnovers and the pressures out front.
Oh, a real nice turnaround baseline J by Richardson is good for Wapakoneta. Dandy shot. But then Marion Local zipped the pass down the floor 60 feet. Arnes caught it low in the right, skipped to the rim, and dropped it through. As Wapakoneta failed to get back, the Flyers will take advantage and play ahead. They did right there, 9-3. Marion Local leads. We played 3 minutes, 10 seconds, opening quarter. Richardson at the Redskins logo at midcourt. Picked up by Arnes. Good matchup right there. Arnes, best defender for the Flyers, trying to tie up Richardson. Does so and rips it away. The ball fed ahead to a driving player, and it's laid in by Kramer. Wow. Marion Local's defense in the forefront already.
Physical, handy, getting right up in the space of the Walpock guards, and that's giving them all kinds of fits, 40-some feet from the basket.
And I tell you what, the steals have been physical, aggressive, and clean without fouling all at the same time.
Yeah, this is just textbook defense put on by Kurt Geldermiller's club right now.
Marion Local knocks the ball out of bounds. Redskins throwing in right corner, trailing 11-3. We've played nearly 4 minutes in the first. Inbounded to Richardson, baseline right. Arches up an 8-footer, hits the heel, no good. Rebound Mesher to Kramer. Goes opposite to a driver who tries a reverse layup. Missed by Oliver Hilsman. Rebound by Hilsman, no good. Oliver coming in off the bench for the Flyers, a 6'3 senior. Walpock got the rebound. 11-3, Marion Local. Dribbling Rogers around a Flyer player in the paint. A lot of traffic on the rim short. There's Marion Local playing ahead again. Long pass to Arnes. Layup is good. Redskins not getting back. 10-point lead, Marion Local, 13-3. 3:43 left in the first. Just what we said a few minutes ago cannot happen, has happened. 10-point lead Flyers in the first half of the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
A good reply by Wapakoneta after the timeout. Fine driving layup by Blake Rogers, but then again, Marion Local plays ahead and gets a long pass and a two-pointer from Cale Arnes. The lead is 15-5, Flyers. Here is Wapakoneta dribbling low on the right. A cluster of players. Marion Local manages to steal, but there's a step out of bounds taken by a Flyers player. Wapak will throw in below its basket, trailing 15-5.
Last 6 points by Marion Local have been by easy buckets just on transition.
Inbounds play is well done by Wapak below the rim. It goes on the inside to Zayden Hauer, a 6'7 junior in off the bench, and Hauer gets a little half hook to roll in. Kramer down the floor for Marion Local. Pulls up, guns a three, strong, long board, tapped out to Arnes. He jettisons up a three. It's wide right, rebound Redskins, who are down 15-7. Cross-court skip pass to Moyer. Moyer wants to carve out space in the lane. Flips on the arc to Trent Lisi, a six-foot sophomore guard. And he pumps in a six-footer moving toward the rim. Well done by Lisi, in off the bench.
Great ball fake to get his defender in the air. Took one dribble, pulled up from about 15, knocked it down.
Here is Kramer, takes the skip pass, near side for the Flyers. Missed it, no good. Rebound once, twice. It is no good by Hilsman. Mesher on the tap, he's got it. 17-9, Marion Local. Dribble drive, left corner, Moyer for Wapak. A minute 50 to go, first period of play. Now Lisi, 30 feet out. He is picked up tightly by Isaac Moeller, 5'9 junior, into Hauer in the post.
Hauer takes up some space down there. Good entry pass.
Hauer tries to finish. A lot of contact, shot short, but he does earn two free throws at the stripe.
You don't see many post players bigger than a Marion Local post player, but the Hauer boy has some advantage down here on Marion Local and has made some room for himself down there in the post.
And that's an edge that Coach Trey Elkert for Wapakoneta wants to take advantage of. Free throw by Hauer is good. He's come in, rattled off three quick points. 17-10. Marion Local up seven. 94 seconds to go, first period of play. Both teams subbing in two or three off the bench already. Second free throw by Hauer, perfect. 17-11. Marion Local up six. Forecourt right, Kramer.
Wapak in a 2-3 zone come now this possession.
Yep, I thought that's the way it appeared. Here's Mesher, elbow on the right. Looks for help, goes to Kramer, 30 feet out. Flyers sensing it is a zone. Here's a cross-court skip pass to the three-point shooter. A long, eye-arching shot by Isaac Moeller is pure. Boy, the Flyers have got people who start and people who sub who can drain the three. Dribble drive into the lane. Wapak, turnaround 10-footer by Adams. Bouncing, no good. Over the shoulder, foul against Marion Local. And again, it's the big man in off the bench for Wapak. 6'7", Zayden Hauer doing work on the glass, and he earns two free throws again.
Did a great job getting low position and post and boxing out there offensively. Missed shot. He went up and grabbed the rebound, went back up with it and got fouled.
Free throw is short. 22-11. Marion Local leads. 56 seconds to go, first quarter. Second shot here by Howard. Two dribbles around and out to the right. Rebound taken down by the Flyers. Isaac Moeller up the floor to Mesher. Mesher picked up head of the key, but Caleb Adams.
Walpock back to man-to-man.
Foul line, Hess. Hess to Luke Everman. Haven't heard from him. Everman goes to work in the paint. Can't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Hess. Hess navigates the middle. He is down below the foul line. Little short shot. Bouncing. No good. Long rebound left corner. Three ball pumped up from distance by Isaac Moeller. Off the flange. No good. Mesher in close. Can't get it to fall. Foul. Flyers on the rebound.
Coach Trey Elkert has to be real happy right now with the play of Jaden Howard when he came in there. Big defensive rebound, stood his ground there, was able to take on the man-to-man defense there against Hess when he drove the lane, and now he's back on the free throw line again.
Flyers with five fouls here in the first quarter. Howard shoots two. He's got it. He's 3 of 5 at the stripe. 20-12 in favor of Marion Local, which has been up by 10. Second shot here. 21 ticks on the clock, late first quarter. Howard bends the knees, buries it. 20-13. Caleb Moyer in for defense for Howard. Let's see if the Redskins, Jeremy, set up in a zone. Last 19 seconds opening period of play.
Looks like they are. They're going to set in that extended 2-3.
Here's Kramer. Here's Mesher on top. 12 seconds to go, first period. 7-point lead, Marion Local. Arnes comes out to catch. Back to Mesher. 4 to play. Deep left corner, Arnes. Hits the cutting. Mesher for 2. As the Flyers beat the buzzer. Well done. Mesher with a couple ticks on the clock, slice to the rim. Arnes hit him with a perfect bounce pass. Layup was on the money. 22-13, Marion Local over Wapakoneta after one. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Yep, here we go. We start the second quarter. Marion Local with a quick turnover, up 9, 22-13. Jeremy, what were you saying about the offensive rebounding in that first period?
Marion Local, 5 offensive rebounds. 3 of them are putbacks for the Marion Local Flyers, led the points.
Redskins posting up against the Flyers D. In tight, Elliott block. He's on the block. Shot is in and out, no good, but he's fouled. Boy, I like that offensive move right there.
They've been able to get it to the post, and they've been fairly successful. You know, with Howard, in block right now, Walpock making a living trying to get down there. Trey Elkert has to be real happy. 2 turnovers in the first quarter by Walpock.
Yeah, block is 6'5". Adams is 6'5". Howard, who came in off the bench, is 6'7". Wapak's got to take advantage of those few inches in height advantage. Second free throw around, and it stays in. 22-15, Flyers up 7. 7:24 left here in the second quarter. Here's Mesher all the way from midcourt. Drives around one Redskin, another. He beat two or three white jerseys. Dribble drive, but Mesher all the way to the basket. 4-8 deuce.
Mesher with eight now.
Ryan Richardson counters for Wapakoneta with a long, high-arching three ball. He hoisted one in from distance. Six-point game. Marion Local leads 24-18. Beautiful-looking shot by Wapak's leading scorer on the year, Ryan Richardson. Left corner. It is handled on the play by Hess. Hess for Marion Local. Spins into the paint area. Shots up on the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound down to Wapakoneta. And it is tipped away in the far corner by Marion Local. Saved inbounds by Mesher. Goes into backcourt. Tracked down on the play by Block. Wapakoneta has it back. Behind by six. Chance to make a move here. Uh-oh, bad pass. Marion Local one-on-one. Jump stop in the lane by the Flyers. And then a throwaway. Luke Everman with a bad toss. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller not happy.
Had him right there at the rim. Probably had the look, but tried to kick it out for to a guy cutting down the lane. Just missed him and threw it away.
Caleb Adams tries to squeeze between a couple blue jerseys in the right corner for Wapakoneta. He is bumped. Common personal. Redskins throw in, trailing by six, 24-18. It's immediately knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. 6:10 to go in the second.
Important 3-minute stretch here, Jack, for Walpock to keep this game in touch, not let Marion Local go on one of those patented second quarter runs we've seen so many times.
Block catches, top of the key. Hands off on the play to Blake Rogers. Oh, a nifty drive all the way to the rack. Hangs on the iron. No good. Quickly, Kramer forecourt for Marion Local. And he hurdles up a three short off the rim. Rebound yanked down by Adams of the Redskins. The lead remains six for Marion Local, 24-18. It's been double digits. Here's Blake Rogers, left corner, hands off to Adams, goes right by a Flyer to the cup for two. Beautifully done by Caleb Adams. Outstanding move, 6'5 junior. Wapakoneta within four, 24-20. Here's Kramer, 25 feet away, gives it up to Hess for Marion Local. Coming out to catch Mesher. Lobbing into the post. Hess back to the basket. Foul defensively by a Redskin. First foul on Wapak in the second quarter.
There's been a lot more handsy activity than that one right there, Jack, on the evening.
That was a touch foul for sure. Oliver Hilsman back on the floor for Marion Local for Brennan Hess. Baseline left of the rim. Playmaker Mesher for the Flyers. He is looking. Goes out back to Luke Everman. Everman made four threes on Friday night. At one point, he was 3 of 4. Spin move, Arnes into the lane against Hauer. Puts it up wide left. Great defense by Hauer, who altered it. Might have deflected the shot. Hauer at 6'7", spoiled that play by Arnes, and Wapak came away with a rebound.
Howard just kept his hands straight up in the air. Great defense by the young man.
Top of the circle, Caleb Adams. He barges down the right side of the lane and scores! And a foul on the Flyers. Count the goal by Caleb Adams. That two-pointer brought the Wapak crowd to its feet. 24-22. Good comeback for the Redskins. Foul on the play. Adams has really sparked the home team here in the second period.
That's two possessions in a row. They got the ball to Adams up there in that high elbow area. He put his head down, went to the right hand side, and got it up and in and off the rim.
And he swishes the free throw to make it 24-23. Marion Local up one. Redskins once down double digits, have shaved nine off the deficit. Here is Everman 20 feet away. Ball thrown near side to Mesher. Mesher hits a cutter below the rim. Reverse layup. Got it. Oliver Hilsman got the two-pointer. That was a dandy play.
Great backdoor cut. Mesher, one of the leading assist guys for Marion Local, found him.
Pivoting in the lane, Henry Ely, 6'4 sophomore Wapak, missed the 10-footer. It was short. Quickly, Marion Local on a run out. Hilsman hits again. Boy, Marion Local doing a great job playing ahead, beating the Redskins down the floor on occasion, and generating an easy two. Here's a wing jump shot. 15-footer Ryan Richardson, no good. Flyers had the rebound up five. They're on the move in a hurry. Dribble drive. Kramer splits a couple defenders down the lane. It's on the rim, no good. Tip is good by Cale Arnes. Six straight for the Flyers, who lead by seven. Timeout Redskins. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 30-23 Marion Local. On scores, broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is 30-23. Marion Local had the seven. Wapakoneta a minute ago had trimmed the deficit to one, 24-23. Then a spurt, six quick points by the Flyers, who beat the home team down the floor, Jeremy.
That's 12 points in transition for Marion Local, just uncontested, as they've just gotten runouts on Walpock.
Here is Blake Rogers, starts to drive, pulls up, flips it back out on the play to Caleb Moyer. Moyer hangs on. Now goes to Trent Lisi, back to Moyer. They isolate, left side of the floor, start to drive. He's choked off. Coming out to catch, 20 feet away, Elliott Block. Block at 6'5", spinning, foul line, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Rogers for three, around and out to the right. Arnes spears the rebound for the Flyers. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Marion Local in the lead, 30-23, after Wapak had cut it to one. Mesher ahead of the key. He's being checked by Henry Ely, 6'4", sophomore, in off the bench. Mesher gets to the rim. It rolls in and out. No good. What a super offensive rebound by Cale Arnes.
That is eight now on the evening.
Arnes gets them in close. He's got that 6'3", 6'4", length and long arms. Fadeaway jump shot. Foul line by Rogers. No good. Long board. Marion Local run out the other way. Oliver Hilsman driving layup. Again a gimme. A cripple at the other end for the Flyers, who lead by 11.
We kind of got that call on repeat here a little bit, Jack.
Oh, the spurt ability of this Marion Local team. Top of the circle block. Block into the lane. Pivots. Little left-handed shot from 10 feet. Is good. Nicely done by Elliott Block of the Indians. 34-25 Marion Local. Mesher drives hard to the rim from the right corner and lost the ball. Wapakoneta's got it. A minute 40 left in the second. Down the floor to Moyer. Moyer gives it up straight away to Block for three. Air ball out of bounds.
Would have liked to see Walpock try to go back inside. They've had some success in the paint area there. Block kind of forcing the issue. He's feeling good. He's got a couple buckets in a row. Probably pulled up for a little bit of an inadvertent three there. Unwarranted.
About 2 minutes and 30 seconds ago, it was 24-23, Marion Local. Flyers on a streak, 10-2 since. 30 feet away on the right, Oliver Hilsman goes to Cale Arnes. Arnes, top of the circle, Kramer. Near side pass, Mesher, they clear out for him. Let's see what he does with it. wants to drive on Adams, goes foul line, feeds the three-point shooter. Isaac Moeller barely caught the edge of the rim. Easy rebound, Wapakoneta bolting down the floor. Caleb Adams, look at him go. Nobody stopped him. Runaway freight train, Caleb Adams, 2 points at the other end for the Redskins.
Marion had three guys in the lane, just nobody picked him up and got in front of him on the way through.
Here's Mesher. Mesher out of control. He barrels below the foul line. Offensive foul.
Brandt steps in the way, takes the charge from the big 6'2" senior.
Mesher sitting down. Head coach Kirk Guttemiller points to his forehead, to the sides of his forehead, and says, you got to think and pull up and take that short 7 or 8 footer.
Well, you could kind of see it. He wanted to get to the rim. That's part of his game.
Yep.
But when
yep.
you got one foul, when you've already got one foul and they're waiting in there.
Oh, here's a post up move.
Way.
Caleb Adams, dynamite play, barreled in from the right wing, scored on a bank shot. Whistles blew. There was a whole bunch of contact. Bodies fell to the floor. Wapakoneta fans want a defensive block. The ruling, though, is a charge, and that's an offensive foul at both ends in the span of about 7 or 8 seconds.
And even the officials had two different calls there. They had to come together, and they went with the charge call.
34-27 Flyers, 23 seconds to go, first half. On the arc for Marion Local, Marcus Schwederman in, 6'1 sophomore. He had a great GV game. He feeds it off on the play to Arns. Arns goes to work. Wow, what a first half for Arns. 8 seconds to go, second quarter. Flyers up 9, falling down at midcourt is the Wapak player. And then Marion Local gets the loose ball with .8 left. Foul called against the Redskins. It's only the third. Wapak player ran over the young man for the Flyers who swiped the ball that was rolling to midcourt. Let's see what Marion Local does with .8. Isaac Moeller to inbound.
Great foul by the Wapak player with 1 second left. Just don't give up the easy run out.
Oh, my. Beautiful hook pass from out of bounds to Arns. Arns came from the top of the circle, took advantage of the double screen, got free outside the rim, caught it, missed it. It would have counted. Beautifully designed play. It just did not get finished.
And you called it right. It wasn't a just overhead pass. It was a hook pass.
Woo! Wow. That was with .8 to go. It would have counted. Well done by Marion Local. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. And the way Cale Arns was scoring, surprisingly, that did not go in. 36-27, Marion Local over Wapakoneta. Good, entertaining first half. Fine game through two quarters. Flyers up 9 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta. Jack Creamer, Jeremy Plyman, halftime here at the Redskins Gym in Auglaize County. 36-27, Marion Local leads Wapakoneta. Very entertaining first half of play. A lot of scoring, 73 points. In contrast to a Shelby County Athletic League game tonight being played at Rushi, 19-10, Anna leads Rushi after two quarters here. 73 points between the two schools. Marion Local, Wapakoneta, a fine first half. Going down, but 10 early was Wapak, which cut it to 1, 24-23. Then a nice surge by Marion Local to close out the second quarter of play. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie. Jeremy, let's take a look at the scorebook.
Look at the, as we look at it for the home team, the Wapak Redskins, they're led by Caleb Adams with 8. Zayden Hoyer off the bench with 6. Elliot Block with 4. Ryan Richardson with 5. Caleb Moyer and Trent Lisi each have 2 apiece. For the Marion Local Flyers, they're led by Cale Arnes, backing up his big game on Friday. 14 in the first half. Braden Mesher has 8. Oliver Hulsman has 6. Grant Kramer has 5. And Isaac Moeller has 3. One of the big things to watch, Braden Mesher picked up his 3rd foul late in the second quarter, and he's going to start the half with 3. You know, Kurt Gundermiller pointed to his head and said, hey, got to use your head in that moment. He got a little rammy and tried to get to the rim, picked up a 3rd one.
And can the Redskins stay within striking distance for the next 8 minutes and then be poised to try to make a finish home stretch run against the Flyers in the fourth quarter?
You've kept it to 9, so when you come out in the second half here, we've talked about it before, 3 possessions. Score, stop, score. Can the Redskins, who are going to have the ball forced, those first 3 possessions, can you get a score, go down and stop the Marion Local Flyers, and then get a score? The easiest way they can stop them right now, get back on defense. They're getting beat in transition. They've given up 14 points in transition so far.
Yep, that's been a big opportunity for Marion Local. And you can bet head coach Trey Elkert of Wapakoneta told his forces in the locker room at halftime, guys, we've got to get back and don't give up so many gimmies. Marion Local's good enough anyway.
Yeah, and they've actually been, Wapak's been really good in the half-court defense.
Yep.
They've done a nice job, you know, keeping Marion Local when the ball's got in the paint down there. Block and Hoyer have done a great job staying in position and not giving up easy buckets. If they can control that part of the game, good things will happen for the Wapak Redskins.
And after the first 4 or 5 minutes, Wapak's half-court offense has been pretty sharp, too.
Yeah, they settled into the physicality out there that the Marion Local Flyers were going to pick you up 35, 40 feet from the basket and really get up on you, and they settled in and handled the ball real well. Turned it over 5 times in the first half.
That's a good job handling the ball for certain. 36-27, Marion Local over Wapakoneta. a little over 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, thank you so much, SecureCom, a Minster sponsor on Scores Broadcast. And thanks as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development, or I should say Development and Real Estate, another sponsor on Scores Broadcast from Minster. Wygant with a new subdivision, by the way, being developed near Lake Loramie on the fringe of Fort Loramie. Wygant Development of Real Estate in Minster. Big bucket by Wapak to start the third quarter, Jeremy. Who got that two-pointer right out of the chute?
Rogers was able to get in the paint, found a way to the rim. On the other end, gets a big stop. Rogers gets a hand on it as they go up towards the rim. Turn it over. We talked about it. Score, stop, and now one more time. Can you get the score?
Wapak within 7. Here's a great feed from the foul line to the cutter below the basket. It's hooked up and missed. A tough break by Adams. It rolled off the rim. Kramer, a quick 3-try. Other end for Marion Local. No good. That shot might have been a bit too fast. for the liking of head coach Kurt Guttemiller. Here's a baseline drive by Rogers. Rogers separates from Mesher. Mesher's got three fouls on him. Doesn't stick a hand up, and the basket is good for Wapak.
Not a whole lot he could do right there. Rogers got in the lane, put his shoulder down, kind of put it right in his chest. Mesher had to back away from the situation.
Wapak within five, 36-31. Maneuvering in the lane, it's Hess for Marion Local. Throws on the arc to Mesher. Mesher 25 feet away. Now to Arnes. Boy, he's been a demon, a real menace to Wapak in this game. Arnes working. Herky-jerky move. Banked it. Six-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound Kramer. Blocked away by Wapakoneta. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Deep right corner, Moyer to the three-point shooter from downtown. Missed by Rogers. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Marion Local.
Great two-minute start right here for the Wapak Redskins. Trey Elkert has to be real happy about how his Redskins came out of the locker room.
36-31, Flyers up five. Top of the circle, Wapak with the ball. It is handled there by Richardson. Tries to go to a back cutter in the person of Caleb Adams. Marion Local touched it. So did Wapak last. Out of bounds to the Flyers. And now the officials confer, might this one get changed?
I thought it looked like it went off of Walpock's knee after it got hit there, but...
Well, it's a little silence here at the gym. The referees still talk to each other, pat each other on the back.
One of the Walpock players took his spot out of bounds underneath, and now Marion and Walpock's going to get it.
The call is overturned. Wapak possession below the basket, down five. 5:43 to go, third quarter. Good start, second half. Just what the Redskins needed. Inbounded to Caleb Adams, top of the circle. He's checked on the play by Hess. Adams on a weave to Trent Lisi. Thought about the three, didn't let it go.
Now the big Blake. Man Hoyer back in the game, comes in right off the bat.
What a feed by Ryan Richardson. Richardson 16 feet away, went high low to Hoyer. Hoyer caught it near the rim, banked it down. Three-point game. Mesher wheels and deals into the lane. Gives it up out back to Hilsman for Marion Local. Hilsman dives into the paint area, skids to the floor. Oh, what's been called? A couple players for Marion Local on the deck. And it's ruled a turnover. Marion Local Flyers.
Looked like his ankle kind of gave way when he got in the lane there and he took the ball with him. Couldn't get rid of it.
Yep, tough break for Brennan Hess. He and Hilsman tried to carve out space in the paint. It wound up being a mistake, a floor error. Down three, Redskins attack. Great drive to the rim. Good. Caleb Adams. Boy, he's put together a fine second and third quarter for the Redskins. 1-point game. Flyers timeout. Marion Local reeling. Wapakoneta hot. Redskins down a point. 36-35. 4:47 left here in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
very poor start to the second half for Marion Local. Not a point tallied by the Flyers in the first 3.5 minutes. Meanwhile, Wapakoneta has come from 9 down to close within 1, 36-35. Here's Mesher, foul line, gives it up behind him on the play to Everman. Popping out to catch Kramer straight away, had a screen, didn't shoot. Gave it up to Everman again. Now Mesher, 25 feet away, goes skipping it near side to Kramer. Passes up the 3, goes to Brennan Hess in the post. Might have gotten away with a walk. Turnaround Jay, short! Rebound Hauer of Wapak. Long pass down the floor. In the corner, Rogers. Rogers airmails it. Out back to Adams. He's got a sliver of space down the lane. Good! Woo! Caleb Adams saw an opening. His eyes got real big. Fine drive by Adams. 1-point lead. Wapakoneta. 10 straight to start the second half. Here's a deep 3 left corner. Cale Arns way short. Rebound volleyballed around. Howard's got it. Great board by him. He has really lifted this home team in the contest tonight. Off the bench, Zayden Hauer at 6'7". 37-36, Wapak. Baseline drive, Adams. Gives it up on the arc to block. Long 3 ball is good! Woo! Trent Lisi. 6-foot sophomore guard. Swished a 29-footer. Longest shot of the night. Good ball rotation, Redskins, who lead by 4. Here's Mesher, dribbling, almost a 5-second call. Little roughhousing between Mesher and the man guarding him 30 feet from the basket. Head coach Guttemiller with Mesher on the floor with 3 fouls, saying, hey, he's my experienced player. He's got to learn to play with some foul difficulty.
At this point in his career, you have to trust him out there, because right now you need to get him more involved to get this offense going.
Here is Grant Kramer, elbow jumper outside the lane in the right, short, no good. Earns on the stick back. It won't go, but he's fouled, and he'll get 2. Rogers picks up the personal, trying to stop the bleeding. Marion Local, which has been outscored to the tune of 13-0 here in the third period.
The last Wapak possession, how about that unselfishness? There was 2 good shots passed up for a great shot on the other side.
Yep.
Great ball movement. You pointed that out, Jack.
Yep. Yeah, the near side of the floor, a couple of Redskins had shots with medium difficulty available from long range. Then it went to Lisi on the other side. And in went the 3. 1 of 2 free throws converted by Arns. That's the first point, second half for Marion Local. And it took 5.5 minutes. 40-37 Wapak. Lisi again for 3. Around and out to the left. Arns snatches the board. Backcourt to Mesher. Long lob below the rim. Saved by the Flyers. Thrown to Kramer, left corner. 3 ball way short. Rebound. Everman is good. And a foul. The ball hit the deck. Everman scraped it off the hardwood. He was fouled as he put it through.
Just out-hustled everybody and outworked people to get the ball there. Great job by the young man getting the rebound and getting it up and in.
That was a big 2-pointer by Everman of Marion Local. Flyers creep within 1, 40-39. First field goal, Marion Local, second half. Foul shot's too hard. Rebound Wapak. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Right corner, Adams. Adams muscles to the basket and scores for 2. He bullied Everman right to the goal.
It's very simple for him right now. He's just putting his head down and going right at the rim because Mesher can't give any help on the other side from it.
He's got 3 fouls, does Mesher, for Marion Local. He's still on the floor. He's posting up now. Arns elects to shoot the 3. Strong. Weak side rebound, Wapak. Taken down by Adams. Adams head of the key. Right flank to Richardson. Into the post it goes to teammate Rogers. Richardson's not scoring, yet Wapak's getting it from everybody else. And head coach Trey Elker takes a good timeout as the offense was momentarily stalled. 91 seconds to go, third quarter. Wapak up three, 42-39. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
And Wapak throwing in below the rim, up the three. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, ball inbounded, three-point shot, deep one, right side of the floor behind the screen, missed, long rebound, Wapak still got it, Richardson dives into the lane and puts in a 10-foot shot. Leading score on the year, Ryan Richardson, gets a crucial basket for Wapak, which is up five, 44-39, after being down 36-27. Mesher dribbling, goes to Everman. Right wing Hillsman throws a pass below the rim to Arns. He's double teamed, triple teamed, tries to create space and lays it in, and he's fouled. Tremendous game by Arns of Marion Local, 44-41, and he's at the stripe. Well, what an offensive improvement this year by Cale Arns. He was probably the top defender on the wing and out front last year. Well, he's piling up the points this season.
Right now, they're running the offense through Kyle Arns on that post, and they're setting back screens to get him down there on the post. That time he had it below the backboard, wiggled his way around, took some contact, and got it up and scored.
He wiggled pretty good. Free throw Arns, yes. 44-42. Redskins up the two. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wapakoneta has outscored the Flyers by 11 in this period.
Arns with 18 on the night already.
Here's Blake Rogers, top of the circle, gives it to Adams. Adams on the bounce, they clear out for him. There he goes to work. Up and good! And a foul. Tell you what, this young man, Caleb Adams, 6'5 junior, 8 points a game. He's terrific tonight. Marion Local's got no answer for Adams.
Right now, him and Kyle Arns are just trading blows right now. Arns is going to the post on the, for Marion Local, and right now Adams is doing whatever he wants to do to get to the rim, and he's got himself an and-one opportunity here to put Wapak up five.
46-42, Redskins. Adams swishes the free throw. 47-42. Wapak in the lead by five, last half minute third quarter. A great third period of play by the home team. Mesher to midcourt for Marion Local. Pitch and catch, far side of the floor with teammate Everman.
This is a position Marion Local's been in one time this year, and that is trailing at the end of the third quarter.
At that thump, Adelphus St. John's, Marion Local, has had the upper hand all season long.
Arns great foul play.
Oh, beautiful play with 6 seconds to go. Arns found Kramer below the rim for the layup. Here's a half-court three-point shot, airmailed toward the rim, but Blake Rogers, it's no good, high off the window. Third period in the books. Great game here at the home of the Redskins tonight in Wapak, 47-44. Home club leads Marion Local by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Yep, here we go on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the fourth quarter. Marion Local trailing, you heard me right. Flyers down to 3. Great third quarter, Wapakoneta, which outscored the visiting team by 12. Baseline right, Mesher. Mesher powers to the rim below the basket. Got it for 2. Big bucket, Marion Local, to trim the home team's lead to 1. 7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Wapakoneta dribbling down the right side. It's Rogers. Throws on top to the three-point shooter. Pumped up from long range by Richardson. No, off the flange. Long rebound back to Richardson. Redskins reset. Here's a dribble into the paint. Rogers muffed it. Marion Local got the loose ball. Run out by Arnes. Arnes to the rack for 2. Cale Arnes got the loose ball. Mishandled by Wapak. Arnes scooted the other way for an easy deuce. A quick 4 points by Marion Local to start the fourth. 1 point lead Flyers. Baseline left, Ryan Richardson. He's surrounded by 2 blue jerseys, and it's stolen away. Long lead pass to Arnes. Euro step in the lane for 2 points. Woo! Wow.
That's 8 unanswered points for the Marion Local Flyers.
Flyers will do it to you. Here is Adams in the paint area. He's handcuffed, thought he was fouled. His 10-footer rolls off. Rebound Marion Local. Flyers up 50-47. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Boy, it's been a game of spurts here in the second half. One long run throughout the third quarter by the home team. Marion Local is countered, overlapping the end of the third, start of the fourth. Flyers lead 50-47. Mesher baseline left, goes to work, and Caleb Moyer, and the ball is struck away, and we've got a held ball situation. Officials pointing toward the Redskins' end. That's a big possession change. Wapak needed that. Last thing the home team wanted there was another field goal and a 5-point deficit. 50-47, Marion Local leads. Marion Local led by 9 at the break, by 10 in the first quarter.
Important possession here offensively for Walpock. It's been a little sloppy to start the fourth quarter. They need a clean one, and they need a look here.
Here is Rogers, picked up by Hess. Rogers into the lane, double team, spinning, hacked on the arm, and he'll get 2. 5:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local 50, Wapakoneta 47. Tell you what, Jeremy, this has been the very best game of the year we've covered on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's been really good so far. Defensively, both teams have been extremely solid. And offense, they've taken advantage of what's been given to them from the defenses when there's been defensive lapses.
Free throw by Rogers, lipped the rim, no good. Still 50-47, Marion Local.
I don't think Coach Elkert's real happy with them offensively. A lot of standing around there after that possession when the foul was called. Both Elkert brothers were imploring people to move offensively.
Swish on the second free throw by Blake Rogers. of Wapakoneta, which is down by two, 50-48. 5:21 left to go in the game. Mesher walks it up and over the timeline. Picked up by Moyer, 35 feet out. High right. It goes to Everman. Down inside to Arnes. Double team. They almost took it away. Arnes pivots. Shot no good. Rebound stick back and a foul. Brennan Hess, good offensive board. Wapak bench wanted a double dribble. Hess, offensive rebound, attracted the contact. He's at the line with two. 50-48, Marion Local leads. 5:03 to go, fourth quarter.
If there's one thing Coach Trey Elkert's probably not real excited about when he goes to look at the stats here tonight, 12 offensive rebounds now for Marion Local.
That's just far too many against a team that's already daggone good.
You're exactly right. Just too many second chances. If you can, they only need one chance to make it hard on you.
Second free throw, no good, too hard. First one was in. Here's a long pass down the floor to the big man in the middle for Wapakoneta. It's caught by Hauer. How he leaked out unnoticed, he'll never know. He was hatcheted on the arm, and he'll get two. 51-48, Marion Local leads. 4:56 to go, fourth quarter. Hauer at the stripe. He's been there often. I think six trips.
I believe so.
Six. That one's too hard, no good. He's 3 for 7.
The Flyers, number 30, Oliver Hilsman.
Oliver Hilsman in for Marion Local. Out of the game, Brennan Hess. Second shot by 6'7 junior Zayden Hauer. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, and it's good.
Gives him 9 on the evening. Coach Trey Elkert has to be real happy with the minutes he's got from his big man off the bench.
Oh, no question about that.
He came in and gave him a big spurt there at the end of the first quarter when things were getting a little out of hand possibly there.
It is a 2-point game, 51-49, Marion Local. Top of the circle, Everman to Arndt. Popping out to catch is Kramer. Thought about the three, didn't trigger. Right side Mesher, open man, low in the right. Foul, basket, good! Well done play, Everman. Peeled off a screen below the rim. Beautifully designed play by Marion Local. Chance for a 3-point play, the old-fashioned way, for Luke Everman, 6'3 junior.
You know, you use the word connectivity. They're just so patient. Like, they just don't rush things when they're looking on those cuts.
If the free throw was rushed, but Marion Local got the long rebound, and Arnes ducked under two defenders and scored. That's a 4-point play for Marion Local.
Kyle Arnes up to 24 on the night.
Uh-oh, far side of the floor. Mesher spoils the pass, and it goes out of bounds off Wapak. Richardson couldn't hang on.
Mesher has made it through the third and most of the fourth quarter here, staying with three fouls, and now you've seen him revert back to what he normally is.
Yep.
That aggressive, physical defense out there, and he just forced that turnover for the Marion Local Flyers.
Flyers lead by 6, 55-49, 4:12 left to go in this game. Mesher elbow to Arnes, back cutting below the rim, Kramer, reverse layup, no. A Wapak defender got a hand on it. It comes away to the Redskins. Big stop there by the home club. On the arc to Richardson. Richardson, foul line, doesn't shoot. Gives it up behind him. On the play to Lisi. 25 feet away to Adams. Big possession. Wapak down 6.
No movement by Wapak offensively right now. A lot of standing around and dribbling.
Blake Rogers, right corner. Gives it up, gets it back. Now Lisi, 25 feet away, top of the circle, block. Block to Adams. He drives on Mesher. Ball kicked on the play by Marion Local. What's been called? Ball rolls out of bounds. It's determined to be an offensive hooking foul, apparently, on Wapak. It wasn't the traditional charge. Couldn't have been. Because if you talk about charge block, it was a block. It must have been a hook by the offensive player for Wapak.
I'm going to call the call a flop there, Jack, and that is one of the things that I think we're seeing here. You know, Marin Local got away with one. They're going to call it's a charge call, but that was there was nowhere in there that I thought that was a charge call.
Nope.
That's a tough break. Redskins got a raw deal right there.
Six turnovers in the second half for the Walpock Redskins now. A couple of, and it's actually four here in the fourth quarter.
We got six players in backcourt, full court pressure applied. Here's Mesher, 60 feet away, goes to midcourt, long lob down the floor to Orange, batted away, stolen by Walpock. Here's block to midcourt, still a six-point game, 3:10 to go in the fourth. Top of the circle, Rogers, he's got a lane, he drives, shoots, it's on the rim, it won't go, but he was tagged on the wrist, and he'll get two. It almost went in.
Almost went in. He rolled it up on the rim. Young man made a crossover move and went strong to the rim. Went through a couple hands from the Marion Local Flyers, and now he's going to the free throw line.
Rogers shooting two, and the Redskins need the pair. 3:04 to go, fourth quarter. Shot, front rim, backboard, and it nestles right down through the twine. 55-50, Marion Local up five. Second shot here, Blake Rogers. Great third quarter by the home team. Fine fourth quarter by the visitors. Second free throw, yes. 55-51, Marion Local leads by four. 3 minutes to go, trouble in backcourt. Flyers having difficulty. Ball thrown to the timeline to Arnes, who gets it up and over. Down the left side. It goes on the play to Everman.
Back screen coming.
Yep, they're methodically working the play. Here's a three-pointer straight away. It's good! Oh, is that ever a huge bucket by Brennan Hess? He popped free 24 feet out and drilled it.
Walpock helped on the back screen. What ends up happening is the screener ends up coming around. He's wide open for a three, knocked it down.
Make note of that. A Hess jumper with 2:25 to go, a three ball to take it to seven. Quick miss by Walpock. Run out the other way by Marion Local. Mesher with a great pass, and the layup is good. Hess on the finish. It's a nine-point game, 60-51. Dribble drive by Adams. Adams to the rack. He's got a two-pointer for Wapakoneta, and timeout is called. A minute 58 to go. Seven-point contest, 60-53, Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Under 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, Marion Local 60, Wapakoneta 53. It was a nine-point game at the half. Wapak wiped out the deficit and took the lead at the end of three. What a fourth quarter by the Flyers.
Led by as many as five. And if Walpock's going to foul, the one you want to foul, Braden Mesher.
Uh-oh. Here is pressure at midcourt by Walpock, and it causes a turnover. Bad pass up in the third row by the Flyers. You're right, Jeremy. Walpock did extend the lead briefly to five in that third period. 12-point swing since then. 7-point game, a minute 36 to go in the fourth quarter. With the basketball, driving to the rim, off balance, 6-foot Jay, Blake Rogers, backboard rim, no good, scrap for the loose ball rebound, and I think it's a foul on Marion Local. Thought for an instant it was going to be called a jump. No, it's a personal on Wapakoneta.
Wow. Great move there by Rogers getting into the rim. He's done a great job here in the second half, putting his shoulder right into the Marion Local defender chest and getting right up at the rim. Just couldn't get that one to fall.
Here is Mesher in backcourt. He gives it up the near side on the play to Hess. Hess outside to Everman, to Mesher, to Arns, far right wing. They put it in the deep freeze. Foul committed near midcourt by Wapakoneta with 1:11 to go in the game. Mesher shooting a pair of free throws. Fifth foul in Wapak. 60-53 Marion. 71 ticks remaining on the scoreboard clock.
And this is what Marion Local does. When they start getting that rolling, that snowballs for them, and they just start getting people, they start getting runouts, they started getting putbacks here. Then they had the probably the breaker here was the three-pointer by Braden Hess at the top of the key.
Yep.
Or excuse me, Brendan Hess.
Yep. Yep, that was a big one. Took it from 6-9 at that juncture. A big three ball by Hess with
under about 3 minutes.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 minutes left to go in this game. A big triple by Hess to extend the lead to 9. At 7, Mesher does not convert at the stripe. Second one coming.
Mesher only shoots about 58% from the free throw line.
Yep, that is not an overall team strength for Marion Local. Second foul shot, good. 1 of 2. We
Walk
near the
1 minute. In a hurry.
Yep, near the 1 minute mark. 61-53. Here's a good drive on the play by Wapak to the rim. Adams backboard on the iron. Oh, it comes off. Rebound of a Marion Local in backcourt. What do we have? Timeout Flyers. 57 ticks left to go in the game. 8-point lead, Marion Local, which led by 10 in the first. Led by 9 at intermission. Terrific third quarter by Wapak, which went up by as many as 5, and Marion Local has answered in the fourth quarter to lead by 8. Laramie Brewing Company in Fort Laramie, a new sponsor on Scores Broadcast. A trivia every other Wednesday, March 4th and 18th upcoming for trivia at Laramie Brewing Company. It's the Lent menu. You'll love it. A salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts featured on the Lenten menu at Laramie Brewing. Pizza, how about this, shrimp and spinach, or the spin-dip salmon pizza, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos, the Lenten menu at the Laramie Brewing Company. And don't forget, the kids can eat mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Come by, eat in, carry out, order online. Fort Laramie Brewing, or I should say Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main. That's the address in Fort Laramie. New sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, we could see a parade to the stripe here in the waning seconds of this game, Jeremy.
I believe we're going to, because there's a bunch of JV players in right now, and they're in there to foul. And here comes the parade of boys who have 3 and 4 fouls back to the scorer's table for Wapak.
Yeah, Mesher fouled in backcourt. He will shoot 2 for Marion Local, which is ahead by 8, 61-53. Been a great game. Wapakoneta led by as many as 5 in the third period. Free throw by Mesher, good. 62-53.
You know, Jack, early there in the first quarter, this kind of had felt like it was teetering,
yep,
that it wasn't going to be a real competitive game.
Right.
Props to the Wapak Redskins, who fought their way back in this thing and hung around long enough in this.
Mesher swishes both free throws, 63-53. If this winds up 10, it won't be nearly indicative of how competitive this game was. Fantastic game here tonight at Wapak. Here's a drive to the rim. Shot thrown up on the go by Blake Rogers. It was tipped before it went out of bounds. Shot was deflected, then tipped again by Marion over the end line. 46 seconds to go. Inbound to left corner Adams. 16-foot Jay off the iron. Rebound Arns. What a game for Arns, for Marion Local, Jeremy.
24 points. I have not kept individual rebounds, but I got to believe he's got a double-double so far. The young man's been all over everything.
And what's the number on his jersey?
24. He's about to eclipse that here possibly this evening.
He's at the stripe shooting for point number 25 and 26. Cale Arns. Terrific game tonight for the Flyers. Perfect on the free throw. And the lead swells to 11, 64-53. Again, the final spread of this contest not going to indicate whatsoever how competitive this ball game was for 3.5 quarters. Both free throws are in. Marion Local up 12. Down the floor on the arc, Moyer. Moyer drives. It's a cutter coming in from the left wing. It's caught by Elliott Block, and he scores. 65-55, 24 ticks left on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local has this one salted away, up by 10. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo, stylist, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 66-55 after Mesher's trip to the line. Here's a short shot below the foul line by Wapak. In and out, and that'll do it. 11-point game in the end, 66-55. But the home team can be very proud of itself. Outstanding showing by the Wapakoneta Redskins, who fall to the number one ranked team in the state in Division 7. Marion Local Flyers win at the end by 11, 66-55 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Well, we wrap it up here at Wapakoneta tonight. The home team, the Redskins, fell to the number one ranked team in the state, Division 6. I might have said Division 7 a few minutes ago. The Flyers, number one in Ohio in D6, showed their mettle here tonight. A bad third quarter overcome by Marion Local, which in the end wins 66-55, outscoring Wapak to the tune of 16 points over the last roughly 10.5-11 minutes of this game to win by 11. Heck of a game, as Wapakoneta, coached by Scott Elkert's son, Trey Elkert, in year number 6 here at Wapak, showed that he can coach right along with his dad, who, by the way, was here at the end of the bench as a coaching volunteer. But saw a good game here tonight. Kurt Gunnemiller's Flyers did what they had to do at crunch time to pull this game out. Hey, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your community go-to store. It's gone local. We now have on the shelves what you said you wanted. Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop. Fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. On the other end of town, the Loramie drive-thru, the North Loramie drive-thru, is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage, also new and located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. And find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market gallon give back program at the pumps. Always low prices at the gas pumps at Schaefer Market, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Jeremy Plyman alongside with the scorebook. Great effort by Wapakoneta, but Marion Local displayed its mettle once again down the stretch. Oh, they were challenged. The Flyers had a difficult test in that third quarter, especially went down by 5 after leading by 9 at the halftime break, Jeremy.
The fourth quarter is what really broke Walpock's back. They were 2-for-12 from the field in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
Just couldn't get some of those shots to fall. You know, Caleb Adams played tremendous tonight, finished the night with 19, had 17 through the third quarter, and some of those shots he was getting to fall when he was hot and they were riding his hand in the second and third quarter, he just couldn't get those to lip in and over the rim there in the fourth quarter to help keep them in touch with the Marion Local Flyers. On the other hand, Marion Local, that train is driven by Braden Mesher.
Yeah.
And we watched it when Mesher was in foul trouble and he had to kind of, he was a little bit reserved serve there in the second and mainly most of the third quarter, they're not the same group. But there's one kid who's starting to come to the party.
Woo.
And that young man, Cale Arnes, has had himself a couple nights in a row, finishing tonight with 26, backing up what he did on Friday night against Minster.
Yeah, I think in the last three games, he's pushing 60 points in the wins over Minster, Rushi, and tonight against Wapak. Cale Arnes offensively, just an awesome performance. If he's only half that tonight, Marion gets beat.
Yeah, they probably do, because not only did he have 26 points, we talked about it, he probably had 10-plus rebounds in there as well.
Yep.
He was helping them along.
Yep.
Hey, how about props to the young man, Jaden Howard, coming off the bench? Trey Elkert had to be happy with the play he got from the young man there, especially in the first quarter when Walpock was struggling. He brought him in about the four-minute mark, and they went to the young man on the post. He's got soft hands, good feet, and he's a big, strong, wide body. They got to be happy with the way he played.
And sophomore guard Trent Lissy, six-footer, came in, handled the ball, made some points. Not a big drop-off. Walpock went to its bench. Some size on this club. It's a third seed in the D3 district. It's a club that will be heard from, I think. You got a 6'5", a 6'4", another 6'5", Howard at 6'7". Marion Local did a good job shutting off Ryan Richardson in this game tonight. He came in averaging 12 per contest, leading the Redskins. He was jammed up tonight by the Flyers' defense.
Yeah, Marion Local held him to 7 points. The other one they did a great job on tonight was Caleb Moyer. He came in averaging 8, and they held him to 2. It was a struggle for him as he was being guarded tightly. You know, Walpock on the other, like you were talking about, really big size. 6 kids over 6'3".
Yep.
A lot of length in those kids, too. And as you said earlier in the broadcast, not a lot of seniors on this group. This is a group that Trey Elkert has that he can continue to build on. And then we talk about going into tournament. They're going to play the winner of Maumee and Salina, you know, in the second round of tournament. They took a bye there as the number 3 seed. They got to be real happy of how they came tonight and played against the number 1 team in the state in Division 6, who is awfully, awfully good. They got to be happy how this is possibly progressing for them.
Yeah, Wapak would play on February 27th at 7 p.m. Right here. It's a home game. It's technically a first rounder. Maumee and Salina play a play-in game, so to speak. And then Wapak's got the winner here on the 27th at 7 p.m. That's in the D3 Northwest District number 1, where Wapak is a 3 seed. In Division 6, Northwest 5. Marion Local is a 1 seed and plays the winner of New Bremen Parkway. The Marion Local contest would be on March 4th at 6. By the way, Marion Local's got a game coming up Friday night against Versailles, and then a contest next week on Thursday against Van Buren.
Picked that one up late where our team backed out on them here late in the season. Uh-huh. Picked up a good Van Buren team who's a number 1 seed up there in the north, one of the Northwest districts. For our Southwest district fans who are listening tonight, the top seeds in the Northwest, you get home games.
Yep.
The first two rounds.
Yep.
So when we're talking about them coming to Walpock and coming to Marion, that's they're in the Northwest region up here. Those games are played at the higher seed. The higher seeds home court.
And on Thursday night, we experienced that. New Bremen girls are at Minster. Minster, the higher seed, is at home. That's a 6 o'clock tip. 6 o'clock tip. We're on the air at about 5:25 or so with pregame on Thursday night from Minster. New Bremen girls, Minster, first-round tournament play, Northwest District in Division 6. Let's take a look at the scoring, Jeremy, then highlight our Sour Mugs players of this game.
For the home team tonight, they were led in the scoring column by Caleb Adams, who had 19. Trent Lisi had 8. Ryan Richardson had 7. Blake Rogers had 7. Jaden Howard had 9. And Block Elliott had 4. And Caleb Moyer had 2. For the victorious Marion Local Flyers, they were led by Cale Arnes with a 26. Braden Mesher had 14. Brennan Hess had 6. Grant Kramer had 7. Luke Eberman had 4, and Isaac Moeller had 3, and Oliver Holzman had 6 all there in the second quarter. For the Marion Local Flyers, I think their player of the game, Cale Arnes right now, is just playing like possibly one of the best players we've got in the area right now. That young man has got length. He's got strength. He's able to get to the rim. He finished with 26 points tonight and probably double-digit rebounds. For the home team, Walpock Redskins, Caleb Adams there had 19 on the night, was phenomenal in the second and third quarter. He helped take them to the next level there and helped build that five-point lead.
And our stars of this game, Adams, Arnes, the two A-men.
Played A-plus games tonight.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
And welcome back here to Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer, Jeremy Plyman, as Marion Local withstands a charge from the home team, the Wapak Redskins. Flyers prevail by 11. Final tally 66-55. Marion Local now goes to 19-1 on the year. The Flyers play Versailles at home on Friday night, play Van Buren at home next Thursday. 19-1 by way of record for Marion Local. Meanwhile, Wapakoneta drops to 15-6 on the season. Wapak's got a Lima Bath coming up on Friday here at the Redskins Gym. And we are back on the air with an early evening broadcast on Thursday night, New Bremen Minster Girls Tournament Play, Division 6, Northwest District, tip-off at 6. I will double-check that. I believe that's the case. Airtime around 5:25. And then Saturday night, it's Lima Central Catholic at Botkins, big boys game to conclude the regular season. We will be on the air at about 6:35, tip at 7:15 or so on Saturday night. Botkins, Lima Central Catholic. Understand that Anna defeated Rushi easily tonight at the Rushi Gym. So Anna winds up grabbing second place in the Shelby County Athletic League with a 9-3 record.
best time of the year coming, Jack. Yep. End of the season, tournament starting. You know, like you said, we got some big games coming up. We got the Bakken's game on Saturday, where Sean Powell comes back to town for the first time in 5 years after the 2021 title, and then he left to go to Bath, and now he's bringing his Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds into the Coliseum. That should be a fun game to call, and all these tournament games. This is going to be a fun time.
Next Monday, no doubt a doubleheader for us on Scores Broadcast from Piqua.
Yep.
As it will feature Fairlawn, Fort Loramie in one game, and Sonia and Rushi Boys in the other. I think the first game starts at 6, airtime 5:25 next Monday night. So that's a look ahead. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our broadcast schedule. Thanks so much to Jeremy Plyman alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks to our online listeners. We had a great crowd from throughout the region, including Auglaize County. Thanks to you WAPOC folks who joined us tonight. And you Marion local fans who didn't make the trip.
A healthy home and garden. Start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find...
That was an accidental bump by me as I dropped my papers right on the laptop, and the laptop said, Jack, I'm smarter than you. you started the commercial accidentally. Didn't mean to play Provico again. So many thanks to Provico in Bodkins. Fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Online listeners, thanks so much. Jeremy alongside, thank you. Everybody here at WAPOC rolled out the red carpet for us. Thanks to Brad Rex, the athletic director, and Trey Elkert, head coach at WAPOC, and his staff. Gratitude to all of you. Jack Kramer bidding you a good night from Wapakoneta High School. Final score once again, the Marion Local Flyers 66, Wapakoneta Redskins 55.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at
at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.